Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare to local theaters. If more equals better, then Avengers Infinity War is everything a Marvel fanboy could ever hope for. However, in spite of some impressive scenes and spirited individual performances, Avengers Infinity War is just what you'd expect from a $300 million, 2-hour and 40-minute superhero extravaganza. No more, no less. To call it busy and overpacked with characters would be an understatement. On the upside, Josh Brolin's motion capture performance as the villainous Thanos provides a bit of gravitas, and an appearance by Peter Dinklage is a memorable one, and we'll just leave it at that. But the filmmaker's insistence on an ambiguous ending, one that won't be resolved for at least a year, will infuriate a lot of viewers, me included. Avengers Infinity War has a lot going for it, it just seems content to go on to infinity. The sci-fi thriller The Endless is in some ways the yin to the Avengers yang. This low-budget entry is about a pair of brothers, escapees from a UFO cult, who return to the commune site after receiving a mysterious videotape. Naturally, they become entangled once again. Whereas The Avengers is all action, The Endless is a little bit too low-key for its own good. Yet, this clever entry manages to build plenty of paranoid tension. Also opening this week, Foxtrot is an Israeli drama about a soldier's harrowing experience, his family's reaction, and a cover-up of a war crime. It won the Grand Jury Prize at the Venice Film Festival. Kings is a social drama starring Halle Berry and Daniel Craig about racial tensions that ran high after the Rodney King incident in L.A. The Devil and Father Amorth is a documentary about exorcism from director William Friedkin, the filmmaker behind the 1973 horror classic The Exorcist. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!